had many classes. And in one particular class, we are talking about theology from our Christian brothers. And one theologian said, if we truly believed in the true presence of the Lord, we would be crawling down on our bellies to receive our Lord Jesus Christ. That was meant to mock us, to mock our Christian faith, because obviously that theologian was mocking the Catholic faith, was not paying attention, especially to today's readings. Because what do today's readings show us? They show us a lot. Jesus walks in their midst. He doesn't say, surprise, I'm here, the one who you left in the woods to be hung on the cross, you horrible disciples. He says, peace be with you. He doesn't look at Peter and say, you horrible man, you denied me three times, haha, as I told you. And not only that, you cursed me too. He doesn't say any of that. He says, peace be with you. When we allow ourselves to trust in our Lord, we allow ourselves to truly grow closer to God. Because we can even see more with the readings today, when they trusted Peter's very shadow. Heal people. Cure people. And then we get to the final doubt of St. Thomas. Who wasn't there? We can ask many questions on why he wasn't there. Was he despairing? Was he angry at God for dying? Because he didn't understand the crucifixion and the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And are there times in our lives where we doubt? Maybe we're dealing with an internal struggle in our hearts. Quite possibly a family member. Maybe it's somebody at work, and they make us doubt our faith. Again, Jesus did not say to Thomas the second time, come here, you horrible person. I came in front of your brothers and they believed. Why can't you? He shows us how we need to be, to accept God and to allow ourselves to believe in God, because he gives us signs in our own lives that we pay attention and are with our brothers and sisters in Christ and allow ourselves to truly fall in love with Jesus. But not only that, but to truly trust in our Lord. Because I would imagine, as they were reflecting in that upper room, it probably starts slowly coming to them. When we are in the back of the boat, where was Jesus? Asleep, in the stern. The disciples complained that Jesus was slightly calm the water. They could have just laid down with our Lord, or just trusted that wherever he is at, that they would be safe too. Peter probably had to reflect on when he placed his trust in our Lord and when he walked on water, that everything was great. And now John, in Revelations, is living a nightmare right now. He's on an island of Patmos. And if you don't know, it's a mining don't have to come down crawling on our bellies, but rather we receive our Lord with reverence as friends. Because what did Jesus say to his disciples? I no longer call you servants. I no longer call you slaves, but I call you friends. We receive our Lord and we place him into our heart, getting that strength to follow him, getting that strength to trust in him, that whatever the storms are in our lives, they're not going to go away. But we have that strength to get up on the cross with our Lord and allow our sufferings to become part of his heart, part of his life. Because when we trust, he gives us that strength to deal with it. When we trust, he gives us that hope to put Christ, to put him first in all that we do. So let us allow ourselves on this Divine Mercy Sunday to truly trust in who we are receiving.